Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and today is Mosaic Monday, where we talk about a variety of financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z, real talk, giving you no-holds-bar advice and lessons on how to end your financial nightmare, where the audience asks the questions, we search for the solution, and it is all about you. On Mosaic Monday, we are talking about jobs, 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 all about employment today. We've gotten so many requests for this topic, but before we do anything, we're going to play our disclaimer. So after our disclaimer is played, we'll get right into our topics about jobs, jobs, jobs on this Mosaic Monday. So sit back, relax, tell a friend. Our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Our chat room is open as well as Google, Facebook, and Twitter. So you can tweet us, you can Google chat us, and you can Facebook message us. You can also join us live in the chat room as well. We would like for you to do that. You can call us, and we can actually take your questions and or comments there. We're going to talk about why employers take the time to look at your credit and why do they care about your credit when you're trying to get a job. So right after our disclaimer, we'll come back in and start right on our topic.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back, and if you just joined us, you are listening to Mosaic Monday, brought to you by Secure Your Life, and we are talking about jobs, 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 with the unemployment rate being as it is, and everyone is looking and hammering for new employment. We thought that this was such a great subject to visit, and since I've gotten such a huge request for this, then we decided on a Mosaic Monday that we would choose employment. But guess what? Believe it or not, your credit can determine whether or not you get that next job. That's right. More employers are including credit checks as a part of their background checks on new hires. So you might want to think about that when you're starting to get or look for your employment. When looking for a job, you're probably not thinking about your credit score, but you might want to start thinking about that. And I know a lot of you all are probably going, why would an employer want to look at my credit? How does that have anything to do with my capacity to do my job? But employers are now getting to the point where they think that that should be a something that they should definitely look at and scrutinize, because how you treat your own personal credit totally reflects what you do on the job. This is what the census are saying, that they took a survey of a lot of the new jobs that they are hiring for, and this has become a common practice. So whether or not you think this is fair or not, this is what's going on. And because with the unemployment rate being as it is, then maybe this is the time when you really need to start looking at where you stand with your credit. So they're looking at that, guys. So I'm just saying that one of the things that you need to really start looking at is pulling your credit scores and seeing whether or not everything on your credit report is accurate. They're saying that the Human Resource Department is actually taking the time to comb and see exactly how long you've been on other jobs, whether or not your addresses are accurate on your credit report, how many other, you know, how many lates have you had. So it's a lot of things that they're actually looking at to find out whether or not you'd be a good candidate for their particular company. So we're like it or not, ready or not, here they come. They're actually looking at your credit score. And a long time ago, it used to be dependent on the type of job that you were going to be holding. Of course, if you're going to be working for a bank or you're going to be working for any kind of financial institution, of course, they were going to look at your credit. If you're looking into the retail high end, of course, they're going to be looking at that as well. But a lot of other places of employment are actually looking at your credit history, not just your job history, but they're looking at your credit history to see exactly what's been going on. So while those of you all who are looking for new employment and you're unemployed or you're receiving unemployment benefits, this may be the time that you can take to actually get your credit report on three credit bureaus and make sure that all of that information is accurate. Make sure that you don't have, that you're not living so much on your credit, and don't take out unnecessary purchases on your credit cards. And if you can't pay it, especially if you have no choice but to live on your credit cards, make sure that you're only making purchases that you need and try to make your payments on time, even if it's just the minimum. At least if you're trying to do that, they can understand about, of course, you know, with the downsizing and the fact that the economy is what it is, employers are kind of looking at, you know, some situations a little bit closer than others, but you do definitely need to make sure that your credit report is an accurate reflection of what's really going on, and also to make sure that you're not a victim of identity theft in any sort. But believe it or not, I was a little bit shocked to find out the percentages of HR departments that are actually made this a part of their hiring policy. So you got to really look at that and make sure that you're taking the time to look back. And believe it or not, for those people who are looking for the higher-end positions, they're definitely scrutinizing your credit report. If you're making anything above $65,000, $75,000 a year, they are definitely looking at your credit report, your history, how you're paying, where you're living, believe it or not, because that is actually on your credit report to see how many addresses you've had, make sure that all of that thing, all of those things are accurate and correct. So we actually have a couple of tweets going on right now, and I'm going to read them quickly. We have, thank you for listening, you all. We have a question. They said, why is it that it seems that more and more employers are scrutinizing things that have absolutely nothing to do with your job and actually requiring you to do more duties? All other related duties factor seems to be going up when they're not hiring as many people to do what used to take 5 to 10 people in a particular department. They have downsized those departments to maybe only 3 or 4 people. You know what? Because the economy and a lot of businesses are trying to save money. So the thing is, they're trying to make sure that they're meeting their bottom line and being able to push out the best product or service that they possibly can with the least amount of money that they have to spend. So unfortunately, they can definitely be they have the upper hand here, because the situation is this. There's a smaller pool of job openings for a larger pool of people that are unemployed. So, you know, you need to make sure that you have everything that you need above board and making sure that you are actually taking the time to make sure that not only is your resume in order, but just your credit report is in order as well. So thank you for those couple of tweets. Thank you, Facebook, for your messages as well. Thanks for listening to our show. We are talking about jobs and what's going on with employers and what exactly are they looking for as far as sound checks. And believe it or not, more employers are looking at your credit report to making sure that all of those things are together. And so I'm going to give you a couple of lists of things that the HR departments are looking at. If you have less than stellar credit, here are 3 things you can do. Number 1, be prepared for the scrutiny. Just as you would if you were trying to buy a home, as a prospective buyer, you need to tidy up your credit records before you put your career on the market as well. So you need to treat your credit report as if you would if you were buying a home. You need to do the same thing with your credit report in regards to looking for a job. Know your credit score. Examine your credit records. If there's any errors, it is your responsibility to make sure that you dispute all of the incorrect things that are on your credit report. Take no time. Make sure that you take care of that. And keep in mind that there is no such thing as a quick fix or instant raise your score. You need to be patient in regards to this. So this is why I am suggesting that while you have this downtime and you are off, that you can actually take the time out now to build those things up and get everything on point. Number 2, bring up issues on your own. As an applicant, if you got credit problems and the company asked permission to run your credit report, it is far better for you to bring up the issues than it is for them to uncover it. So being proactive on your own behalf is better. It also shows that you are honest, and employers are definitely looking for that. You know, get on your side and tell your story before the company can find out or even scrutinize you any further. A lot of people are having problems with their credit, particularly nowadays. So if you become proactive and you let your potential employer know what's going on, what happened, and why you have these credit issues, you actually will make a better candidate for employment because of the fact that you are being proactive. You can let them know that you are taking the initiative to fix the issue. Number 3, realize that you're not alone, okay? That is what's most important. In many cases, with degenerative credit history, when the slow process, they understand what's going on with the economy. They understand that people do hit hard times. The country itself has hit hard times. So they are aware of those things, but you do need to make sure and remember that your credit history, although it may be damaged, you are in control and you can fix this. You know, countless job candidates go without being chosen because of the fact that they weren't honest and because of the fact that they weren't proactive. So we're saying that you can do yourself a huge, huge favor by being proactive and looking into the issue first yourself, and then being proactive and actually fixing the issue yourself, and then also being proactive by letting your potential employer know what the situation is and tell them that you are in the process of rectifying it. And it's also, if you have been a victim of identity theft, don't be ashamed. Let the employer know that this is what has happened and that you are proactively trying to fix this. And, you know, as always, like we've always said on the show, that taking financial responsibility, being proactive, and helping yourself become financially fit is key, especially when you are looking for employment. So those are some of the quick tips that we definitely wanted to talk to you about, those, especially those that are looking for jobs and trying to gain a better perspective on employment. And I know a lot of people didn't know that their credit was being scrutinized when they're looking for a job. And more or less, it doesn't even matter at this rate what the what the income level is, or what exactly the salary that you're looking for. A lot of these employers have the right, once they get your permission, to use that as a tool to rate whether or not you'll be a good candidate for them. So be prepared and have a plan in place when talking to your prospective employer. So that is just a quick tip on employment and jobs and what's going on with your credit. We want you to definitely be proactive with that, and we're going to be talking about some more quick tips on what you can do as far as your credit, what's on your credit report, and how you're being rated, not just by potential employers, but as far as lenders are concerned too. Believe it or not, lenders have a new rating scale for you too. So it's not just about having a good credit score anymore. Lenders are looking at other things. So if you're trying to get a better rate on your loan, you need to also look at other things that are going on with your credit report, not just the score itself. Lenders are measuring and gauging your credit worthiness by a lot of factors that tell the telltale signs on your credit report. This is why it is tantamount for you to make sure that everything is accurate and up-to-date, and that you don't have any out-of-date, inaccurate errors or anything on the credit history as far as your addresses. Making sure that you do not have more than two or three different addresses, because lenders look at that as well as your employers look at that as well, in a sense to finding out whether or not you're stable. So when trying to get a loan or a better rate on your loan, or even getting employment, if they're looking at the fact that you're not stable enough to keep an address for a length of time more than a year or 2 years, employers are looking at that. Your lenders are looking at that as well. And as far as employment, too, lenders are definitely looking at how many different times you have changed employment. They're looking at your employment gaps. So this is some of the things that you need to make sure that your places of employment is accurate on your credit report, because remember, everybody does not necessarily report to all three credit bureaus. So actually there is a fourth credit bureau as well, but they're not all looking at the same thing. Some of them are looking at TransUnion, some of them are looking at Equifax, and then some are looking at all three. They're looking at Experian too. So you need to make sure that all of the credit bureaus are displaying you accurately. And if not, you can write to them and you can actually get your free credit report. You can actually go online and get their address. They do. You can go and Google it. You can go to TransUnion.com. You can go to Equifax.com. And you can definitely go to Experience.com and request your credit report. They owe you a free credit report annually, and we suggest that you take advantage of this because you are important. Your employment is important, and as far as everything else, remember, when you're looking for a place to live, so even if you're not looking for a home and you're looking for an apartment, guess what? Your landlord or potential landlord also looks at your credit report, and they're not just looking at your score, and they're not just looking at your payment history, but they're looking at how many addresses you've had, how many different employment places you have been employed to. So you need to make sure that you're being proactive, make sure that you're staying on top of your business. And this is what we're talking about today on Mosaic Monday. It's all about you on Mosaic Monday. This show is about a variety of financial topics. And today, by request of our audience, we are talking about jobs, employment, and what is on your credit report, your credit score, and what you can do to improve your life. So I hope you enjoyed our quick tip show for today. And tune in to us tomorrow. It will be Tough Talk Tuesday. So until then, I hope you all have a great time, a great week, and I hope you enjoyed our show. Make sure that you tell a friend. Well, we always give great tips. It is always about you on Mosaic Monday, where we talk about a variety of financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z, giving you no holds barred advice and lessons how to end your financial nightmare, improve your life, and securing your future. Until next time, I am your host, Diamond Taylor. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Secure Your Life, the show where we give you real life, no holds barred conversations, Monday through Friday on various financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z, taking financial education to the next level, helping you to become financially proactive where money matters.